The protest that's happening right now in Egypt, I think, is linked to an opening up, not just of the internet, but of other sorts of media as well. What we've seen in the North African region, up actually to the Gulf, to the Persian Gulf, is that satellite communication began about 10 years ago with the launch of Al Jazeera, with the launch of Al Arabiya and many other transnational satellite channels, which have really helped the population in all these otherwise state-run media countries, where media were under governmental control, to really look beyond their own country and understand conflicts in a transnational way. I mean, what we also see besides satellite communication, and that trans-regional satellite delivery is important, because the generation we see in the streets today has been socialized, grew up in such an environment, and is able now to raise a critical voice. And I think that's important. It's not just the internet, but it has been satellite communication for quite some time. And now with the internet, with Facebook, with other sorts of transnational websites, this generation now looks at their own country through an international perspective and sees exactly where the problems are and what should be changed. It's that sort of tension which I think is very important, and that really has to do with the opening up of publics, of a global public, and transnational communication. What we've seen now in the last days was that for the first time in the history of the internet, a government has shut down all national internet providers. Now, how do you do that? You don't pull a switch or switch a button or something, but you shut down all transporter routers which connect the Egyptian internet to other international networks and provides that sort of transnational connectivity. There were four major providers in Egypt. One of them is Vodafone Egypt. And Vodafone also, as a transnational corporation, complied to the pressure of the Egyptian government and shut down their network. Now, that's something I think that should be discussed internationally. Vodafone is a transnational corporation, and I think they need to take on responsibilities such as others. For example, Facebook, Google and others, Twitter, as we've seen in Iran, they took responsibility and opened up a new connectivity proximity servers in other countries to allow that sort of communication. And I think Vodafone should think about those things as well. And I think the public should put some pressure on these transnational corporations to allow for these sort of democratic transformations and conflict situations.